All right, let's go. We are on the top of 130. And last week, we discussed the great, great danger of being self-centered and the sense of, I know it all. I don't need any assistance. And I said so many times last week, it's so familiar to our door, our generation. Let's go. V'imlo yachisha tamid ba'atzmo. If the Talmud doesn't feel this himself, legaresh midarazo milibo, that he needs to uproot this terrible midah from his heart, lashmi de legamri bekirbo, to utterly destroy it from inside of him, ad bilti hishiri lo sari, to not even allow a drop of it left, chas v'shalom, what's going to happen? Mora tiacharito, his ending will be very, very bitter. If he doesn't work on himself to uproot this self-centeredness, this egotistical nature, his end will be very, very bitter. So it's not just a scare tactic, it's a reality. There's nothing we could hope from a person of this status. Nothing good's going to come out of him. Wow, very, very harsh. Very, very harsh. If we don't listen up, gentlemen, if we don't uproot it, there's no hopes, there's no expectations. Even the good things, the midos tovos, hakvus, belev kol ish Yisrael. Every yid, the pintel yid, has beautiful midos, has great things that are inherent to him. Bo yit kalkulu. They're going to become uprooted. They're going to become destroyed. Yit amku v'yavishu. They're going to get all crooked. V'chulam yehachlu bo l'ra'a. Everything's going to go the opposite way to bad, chas v'shalom. You're going to say, oh, I'm a Jew, I got it all going for me, everything's good. No, it's going to be channeled the wrong way. Things are going to go awry. Everything's going to go out of whack. Bidaito, yavin ach hafchius. His whole mindset's going to become distorted. Leimor larat tov latov ra. He's going to say, that which is bad is good, and that which is good is bad. Uvimidosov yishamesh lara. His midos are going to be used for the bad. Wow, this is so harsh. Mashu tzuchim la'ov yisna. Things that we're supposed to love, he's going to hate. Things we're supposed to distance ourselves from, he's going to love and draw himself close to. Everything's going to be out of whack. Everything's going to be distorted. A person of this egotistical nature. The Navi says about him, he hoped to produce grapes, but what did he produce? Only inferior grapes. Da'as Yisrael, umidos tovus kvus bekirbo, ba'ashir hu bachi Yisrael. He is the mind and the midos that every Jew has by the virtue of being a yid. Velokei Yisrael kiva sheyase anavi Hashem. What does Hashem hope from him? He's going to become and he's going to be what? Fine grapes are going to come from this Jew. He's got all the future, all the hopes and dreams. Aval ayas bushim. But only what's going to happen? Only inferior grapes are going to come out. Akol nitkalkala. Everything is spoiled. Ule inve rosh. The grapes are sour. Vashkalot meroros mitavchu, and the vines become bitter. There is so much hope for a Jew. Think about us. We're young. So much potential. But if we have that egotistical nature, that self-centered nature, I know everything, me, it all could become spoiled. It could all go awry. It could all go out of whack. Mingeyas sizota machala. Where does this come from? Arrogance. Ugvar chazulanu kadoshenim zicharon levrach. I love this Mishnah. Comes at the end of Sota. At the end, and this is where we are, at the footsteps of Mashiach, what's going to happen? Chutzpah is going to increase. It's going to increase tremendously, and we see this today. We see this mamish, maisim chol yom. At the very end, chutzpah is going to increase like crazy. And that's how we know, by the way, when we see kids that are, and people that are so disrespectful, have no reverence for anything, you at least, at the very least, say, wow, we're getting close. That's how you know Mashiach's coming close. In the earlier generations, the students felt a certain hachna. They had certain humility. They were able to humble themselves. In earlier generations, in front of the rabbeim, their parents, their madrichim, their advisors, they said, wow, they know what they're talking about. They humbled themselves. They were ready to listen. They were willing to listen. They were able to think. They understood that they were very young and they limited understanding compared to Lumat Avoda Gdola Sherlaim Ladrich Ligadel Etatzmam Ligdola Yisrael. They understood. They had a tremendous task ahead. They had to raise themselves to be Gdola Yisrael, and they knew They couldn't get there by themselves. They knew they needed Hadracha. They knew they needed guidance. They knew they needed their Rebbeim and their mentors and people elder than them to guide them. People knew this. Uki'ish, and how did they think of their teachers? Uki'ish haba el ha-toa b'yar b'layla hadricho, turn over. What did they see their teachers as? They saw their teachers as people that were stuck in a forest. They got lost. How they view their teachers in yesteryear? As if they were people stuck in a forest and it was dark and it was confusing and they had nowhere to go, and their teachers were able to show them the light, get them out of the forest, bring them back to civilization. They loved them, they blessed them, they honored them. Everything that came from their Rebbeim mouths was considered holy. They swallowed it up into their hearts and souls and entered. That was yesteryear, when the teachers, the Rebbeim, the mentors made an imprint. They were guided by them. They trusted in them. They wanted the Hadrach. They wanted to listen. Not so today. And imagine today. This is a long time ago. Imagine 2019. Allah has kama v'kama. Whoa. Shanar mitzgale mor. It's prophecy. Because he's writing this, say, in the 30s, scary to think of 2019. What do we say today? I need Dala Atzmi. I'm okay. I'm good. I don't need anybody else. I don't need any teachers. I don't need any help. I'll figure it out. I got this. What's the famous line? I got this. I'm good. I don't need that. It's cute. It's irrelevant. I understand what life is. Daiti Tolav Yishara. My Das is very good and very straight. I have it under control. Alecha. I'm going to rely on my own das and my own path. So again, please, please take heed of this. This is so crucial, because we definitely fail in this today. Of course, we have to think and we have to be thoughtful and we have to merge and forge our own path, of course. But we need guidance. And if we say, I don't need any help, and whatever the rabbi says or the teacher says, I don't know what they're talking about, that's terrible, terrible gaiva, and the end will be very, very bitter. Call God.